was a day like? Right. You know, say when you were.
Well, living out of the city, rather going out for, I always had something to do at home, you know. After, and because there was a, my father was a, he taking care of his farm where we were, farm, and he didn't own it, but he this fellow that owned it had tenants on the farm, and my father see the everything went well with it. And I didn't have too much, well, he kept me busy. That's why I learned how to cook, hanging around the house with my mother. And after we moved back into Roswell, that's when I got jobs doing things at the, well, to keep a person living. Well, he didn't make much money then. Not at all. But until I got grown, whatever I made, I had to give half of it to my father. Mm-hmm. If I made a dollar, he got half of it. And it's hard to make a dollar. Mm-hmm. But he got half of it. I didn't mind. I guess it taught me something.
But you were still living at home.
I still lived at home. I lived at home. Even after I got married, I lived at home a year. Mm-hmm. And then and my father, he built houses. He could do some of everything, and I hope him. Mm-hmm.
So one of the is that one of the reasons why you stopped going to school was to go to work and help?
Well, people? after the seventh grade, I almost had here in Roswell. Mm-hmm. For school, you had to go to Atlanta. And he wasn't able to send me to Atlanta. Because my aunt offered to send me to, if I wouldn't stay with her in Ohio, she would send me to college, but I refused because I wanted to stay with my parents. And so I stayed up with them until I did get married. I wasn't quite grown when I got married.
So was that?
Was your wife from here, from Roswell too?
Yeah.
So were you guys... Did you know each other just from living around the area? Were you in school
together?
We went
to the same church together, same school together.
But, so you were courting her for a while then?
Well, not for too long. I would look at her a long time.
But not courting her, just staring.
So how long were you guys married?
Well, if we had made it till the 30th of September, we had been married 68 years.
So you were young when you got married?
5 days after I was 20. Wow. And we married in Cobb County Courthouse. By just a piece.
See, those are the ones that last. Not those ones that have those big elaborate weddings where you spent more on the wedding than you.
I don't approve. I don't approve of that kind. I borrowed the money, got my license to get married with.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Best loan you ever received, huh?
I was making the whole amount of 10 cents an hour at work. Mm-hmm. You worked 5 days a week, 5 days and a half, you got $5 and a half.
And what were you working doing at that time?
I was working at a private home and also a pants factory.
Okay. So a lot of people worked in the pants factory here then. It was a big employer, right?
It was, well, the cotton mill. And the pants factory was to the, they employed quite a few people, but not, they didn't employ any blacks at all, only clean.
So if you the mill didn't, you're saying the pants factory and the mill didn't?
No.
You only could clean if you worked there for your black folks?
That's right.